Okay, we got to the top of Pei Chesamer Aleph. We're discussing different shitas in the Amoraim, why Hashem Bedafka took them to Golos, the first Golos, to Babel, as opposed to anywhere else. So the last shita was Ula. Ula said, because there's Tamarim in Babel, so therefore they'll be able to eat the Tamarim of Babel, have cheap food, and therefore they'll have time to toil and tire, to learn tire. So the Gemara continues based on this and brings a story. Ula ikla the Pumbedisa. Ula one time came to Pumbedisa. Krivulate Tirina Ditamer. They brought him a basket full of dates. Amaluhu kamukiai bezuza. How many of these are could you get for a zuz? Amalei tlas bezuza. Three. Each zuz gets you three. So Amar, so he said, Malit Sana de Dusha, you have a basket full of honey, bezuza, for azuz, meaning you have all these dates that are so cheap. The food is very easy to get. Ubavloy loyaski b'raisa, and still the people of Babel are not Isaac and Tyre. I mean, the food is so cheap, they don't have to work so much to make so much money. So why is it that they're not spending much more time learning Tyre? They should have a lot, they should be much more available. Bilalio, that night, Saru, he started having pain, stomach issues from all the dates that he ate. Omar, so then he said the opposite. Malitzana Sama de Musa, a basket full of poison. Bezuza, that's so cheap, meaning people fall into the trap of eating it because it's so cheap, but at the end of the day, you eat too much of it and it's not good for you. Bebovel, that's what you have in Babel, Bavloy, Askim, and then you still have people in Babel who are Isaac and Tara, said the exact opposite. Even the amount that they learn now, he was Nispal that they learned because they have this food that could distract them so much because of all the health issues that it causes, and after begin they still find time to learn Torah. Amr Belazar, my deceive, what does it say in the Pasuk, Hochu Amim Rabim, many nations will go, the Amr, and they'll say, L'chu v'nal el har Hashem, let's go up to the mountain of Hashem, El Beis Elikei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov. I mean, let's go up to the Beis HaMikdash to see what the covenant of Klai Yisrael is. So why do they refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Beis Elikei Yaakov? Elikei Yaakov, Elikei Avram, Yitzchak. Hashem is only Elikei Yaakov, he's not Elikei Avram and Yitzchak as well. Ella, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Beis Elikei Yaakov is because Loik Avram, Shekosa Behar, not like Avram referred to Har Moriah as a mountain. Shenema Asher Yeomar Hayoim Bahar Hashem Yeroah. After the Akedah, he said Asher Yeomar Hayoim, that they will say on this day Bahar Hashem Yeroah. So he referred to Har Moriah as Har Hashem. V'loy Ki Yitzchak, and not even Ki Yitzchak Shekasa B'Sadeh, referred to it as a Sadeh. Shenema, like it says, Yitzchak Lasua B'Sadeh, Yitzchak went out to Davin in the field. So that field was the Har Moriah, and over here he called it a field, which is more settled than a mountain that was totally wild, but nonetheless, it's still a sub, it's still out in the open. Ella, ki Yaakov, rather, the Beis HaMikdash is like Yaakov referred to it, Shekari Bais, who referred to it as a Bais. A Bais is an enclosed area that's settled, it has privacy, it has permits to it. Shenemar, Vayikra Shema Mokem Ahu Beis Kel. So he called it Bais. The day of Kibbutz Galus, when Hashem's going to gather in Yom Hashem all the Yidden from Galus, that day is so great, like the day of Bria Shemayim V'aretz. Shenemar, v'nichbitzu, this is the Pesukim in Hoshea that we quoted yesterday, it says, v'nichbitzu, v'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael, yachtav, the people from Yehuda and the people from Yisrael will gather together, v'samu lem roish echad, and they'll appoint for themselves one leader, the Alu Min Haaretz, and they'll go up from all the lands that they are, Kigadol Yom Yisrael, because that day of Yom Yisrael that they gather in all the people from the Galus, from the ones that were scattered all over, like we explained yesterday, that day is a great day. So it refers to that day as a Yom. Uksiv, and with regard to Bria Shemayim V'aretz, it says, Vayer Vayvayker Yom Echad. So it refers to each one of those days as a Yom. So that's coming to teach us that Gadol Yom Kibbutz Galus, Ki Yom Shenivu Bria Shemayim V'aretz. Going back to our Mishnah said, Yasaim sheshachtu alav apachopsin, so if a Yasaim had two apachopsin, and each one shechted for him, so then it's up to the Yasaim, Ratzomizeh, Eichel Rata Mizeh Eichel. So says the Gemara, the same deek that we had on the earlier part of the Mishnah, Shabbat Mino Yesh Breira, over here, it should be a Rai again. He could choose afterwards, must be Yesh Breira, because if you hold the Aim Breira, if, how could he choose afterwards? B'shas L'shchita, it wasn't known which one he's going to eat from. And the Rishonim point out, we can't answer over here like we answered before, that it means that that he had to choose before the Shechita, because if that's the case, what would be the Chiddush? Bishlama, by the woman, the Chiddush is that even though that even though when she goes to her father's house, she has to choose before, when she's in her husband's house, she doesn't have to choose before, because it's coming to teach us that Stama Mishal Bala. But by the Yasam, where there is no Stama, so Elamai is coming to say that when you choose, it works, so that's Pasha, that when you choose, it works. So if the case was that he chose before, then it wouldn't be a chiddush. Must be he didn't choose before. If he didn't choose before, then how could it work? Must be because he has prayer. Amram Zera, no. Celebes alves mikom makim. That which a father could bring for his household, and by extension of that, any person who's in charge of any ketana could bring from them, that works automatically. You don't need their das. So if Bishlam, if you need their das, so then you have to have your das b'shas l'shchita. If they didn't have das b'shas l'shchita, they only had das later on, then you're getting involved in Breira. But if you don't need their das in the first place, so then, and a chenami, so it doesn't have to be chosen before, because they don't need a real minui. Tana Rabbanan. Selebei Savois, from the fact that it says Selebei Savois, that a father could shech the sef for his household, Milame, these teachers are she'odem mevi, that a person could bring a karm pesach v'sheichet ayideh b'noy b'tei aktanim for his son and his daughter or aktanim, because he doesn't need their das. They could automatically eat from his karm pesach, even though he wasn't mimanah them with their das. And the same thing, his eved and his shifa aknanim, since he owns them, they're his property, they could eat from his karm pesach automatically, even without their das. Avol, however, if he has a son or a daughter who are already gedolim, so for them he can't shecht without their das. Or similarly, if he has an eved ivri or amo ivriya, so since they're not his possessions, the same way that an eved kanani or a shifka kananis is his possessions, they're their own people, so they need his das. They need their das. So without their das, it doesn't work. And over here there's a chiddush, even though Alma Ivriya by definition is a ketana, but Afa Bikain, since they're not his kid, he needs her das, and she's not automatically included in his Karim Pesach. Vayde Ishtoi, and similarly he can't shech for his wife as well, because she's considered a person by herself, Elamidata, unless he has their das. Tani Dach, we have another brisa that says the same thing. A person can't shech the Karim Pesach lo yayidei b'noy yabitei agdolim, not for his children who are agdolim, lo yayidei adi b'shevchasi yivrim, and not for his evim or his shevchot that are ivrim, that are yin, vayidei ishtoi, or not for his wife, el midaitim, unless he has the das of all these people. Ava shoychid hu, however, he could shech, even without das, al yayidei b'noy yabitei agdolim, for his children who are agdolim, al yayidei adi b'shevchasi agdolim, or for his evim and shevchot who are agdolim, and that's whether he has their das or whether he doesn't have their das. V'kulan, and all of them sheshachtu, that they shechted on their own. V'shachat rabam aleim, and their master also shechted for them. Yoytzim b'shal rabam, v'ein yoytzim b'shal atzman. Their yoytzay with their master's carbon and not with their own carbon. And the reason is because since he doesn't need their das, so that which they brought their own carbon is doesn't make a difference. The one that he did for them, that's the one that's their real carbon, and the other one is puzzle. It just goes to the base of Sreifa like any other puzzle carbon. Chutzman Isha, with the exception of his wife, Sheyechol Limchais, because since, like we learned before, he needs her das, so she could object and not be part of his carbon. So, like we're going to explain in a moment, the fact that she shechted her own carbon, so it's Ein Lecha Machal Gedei Lemizu, that she is expressing that she doesn't want to be part of her husband's carbon, she wants to be part of her own carbon. Friday Gemara, Maishna Isha, why Dafka Isha? I mean, we gave a list of three things that you need their das. B'noya Bita Yagdailim, Avdi Vashiv Chosaya Ivrim, and Ishtai. So why are we saying Ishtai is the only one that when she shechs on her own, she eats from her own and not from his? the other ones in the same category that also you require their das. Everything. Well, you're right. Am Rava Isha v'chol d'damilo. When we say chutz min Isha, means except Isha and everybody who's similar to an Isha, meaning anybody who you need to come out to the das, like Bnei Bito Yagdolim and Avdei Shavchal Sayer Ivrim. However, by Bnei Bito Yagtanim, Avdei Shavchal Sayer Knanim, where you don't need their das, so even if they shecht, they eat from yours and not from their own. Fragti Gemara, Hagu Fakasha, the Bais is Saiser itself. Amrit, because the Rashi says, Chutz min Isha Shiyachol Limchois, that a woman is able to be Meicha, which sounds like time of the machi. The only reason why she doesn't join her husband's carbon is when she explicitly objects. Halei machi, if she never made that macha, nafki b'shel baila. So even though she didn't explicitly give permission as well, we assume that she wants to be part of her husband's carbon, and therefore she's yaitza with her husband's carbon. Ay v'hakatani reisha. Didn't the reisha the baisa say v'lei ayi de'ishto elamidaitun? You can't shecht for your wife unless you have her das. It's mashal, you need her explicitly to say, yes, I want to join your carbon. Hastam, it's mashal that if she didn't say either way, lay nafka, she can't be yotze with her husband's carbon. So, we have a stira, l'gabe stam. From the reisha, it's mashal that minastam, she's not part of her husband's carbon. From the seif, it's mashal minastam, she is part of her husband's carbon, because the only way that she's not part of her husband's carbon is if she explicitly objects. Says the Gemara, maya l'midaitim, that which the reisha says, that you can't use your wife, elamidaita, unless you have her das, lav da ami in, doesn't mean you have to have her explicit das, that she has to say before, yes, I want to join your carbon, elamistama, all it means to say is, minastam, you have her das, you need her das, but minastam, you have her das, as long as she didn't object, like the Sefer says, that she could object, and once she objects, since you need her das, and now you don't have it, then she can't be part of your carbon, lafuki, which excludes ekat amalai, when she said before, that she doesn't want to join. The case of the Brisa that they shechted and their master shechted as well for them, that we say Yaitzim b'shal Rabban. So if it's of the Shifchasei Aknanim or Binayu Bitei Aknanim, so then even though they shechted on their own, they're nonetheless they're Yaitzim with their masters and not with their own. And Masha Enke, and if it's Ishtoi or anybody who's similar to Ishtoi, so then they eat their own and not their masters. Now over there, Dibistama, they never objected explicitly and said, Beferish, that I don't want my husbands or my masters. And nonetheless, the Katani Chutz Min Isha, and we said over there that an Isha doesn't eat her own, because she potentially could be Meicha. It sounds like even though she wasn't explicitly Meicha, since she could potentially be Meicha, she's not part of her husband. So we see that Stama, she's not part of her husband. It's not like we were saying until now. Amar Rava, so on that Enfet Rava, no. Since she shechted her own, that's the greatest macha. That's the greatest indication that she doesn't want to be part of her husband's. Why else did she shecht her own? So Enechanami over there, even though she never said befeirish macha, her actions speak louder than her words, and that tells us that she doesn't want to be part of her husband's. And that's why she's not part of it. But if she had no actions and she never said anything either, so then Enechanami minastama, we assume that she wants to be part of her husband's group. And therefore, automatically, her husband has a right to be mamanim on his carbon pesach until we find out otherwise. Then the Mishnah said, "Eved shel shnei shutzim." If you have an eved that belongs to two partners, so then if one partner shechts on him, and then the other partner also shechts for him two separate chaburas, so then the eved can't eat from either one because the half that can't that belongs to Reuven can't eat from Shimon, and the half that belongs to Shimon can't eat from Reuven's. Rami le Rav Eina Saba le Rav Nachman. So Rav Eina Saba asked the cast of Stira to Rav Nachman. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Eved shel shnei shutzim lo yechol mishal shneim can't eat from either one. Vatanya, don't we have a brisa that says, Ratzim Mizayichel, Ratzim Mizayichel, that he has a choice. He can eat from Reuven's, he can eat from Shimon's. So Masha, he could eat from either one. Amar le, so he answered him, Eina Saba, Va'amil pasi uchma. So either he told him Eina Saba, meaning he addressed him by his name, or some say that he addressed him by, and he called him like a nickname, Pasi Uchma. So Pasi is like a shard of a klicheres. Uchma means that it's blackened, that it's already all black and dirty from usage. So Rashi explains in Avodah Zarah that this is not a chesaron, adarav, it's a compliment. Since he, as a Talmud Chacham, he sat and learned all day, so they got like They got like dark and dirty from sitting and schwitzing and learning Torah all day. So he was telling him, Talmid Chacham, I mean, the Talmid Chacham were the ones who their complexion and their clothing looked dark from sitting and learning all day. So he told him basically, Talmid Chacham, Mini Uminach, Tistayim Shmaitav. Between the two of us, that the Sukkah will become clear, we'll get Pshat. Now that you admire the stira, and I'll tell you pshat in the stira, so then we'll get clarity on the matter. Masnisin b'dekapti adadi b'risa d'lekapti adadi. The way to answer the stira is as follows: the Mishnah that says that you can't eat from each one is when they're makbid on each other. Meaning Reuven doesn't want his chelik to be in the henna from Shimon, and Shimon doesn't want his chelik to be in the henna from Reuven. So since they're makbid on each other, so when Reuven shechted, he only shechted for his half, and when Shimon shechted, he only shechted for his half. But maybe he can't eat from either one. Masha Enki in the Brisa, who says that he has a choice, he could eat from whichever which one he wants, that's talking about when they're not makbid on each other. So Mistama, you could assume that when Reuven shechted, Shimon gives him right to shecht not only for his half, but even for Shimon's half as well. And the same thing, when Shimon shechts, he had a right to shecht for both his own half and for Reuven's half. Therefore, that's why the Brisa said, Ratzon Mizayicha, Ratzon Mizayicha. Then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah.
Tomorrow we learn somewhere that.
That what? You're getting chopped off.
Is there a Gemara that we learned that if we have the situation, we force the other one to buy, you know, to sell to the other one. Otherwise, this guy is in limbo. We can't marry yet. He can't marry
God. Well, okay, you're jumping ahead. We're going to get to that in the next Gemara. As of now, we're talking about an Eved that's owned by two Shutzvim. He's not in limbo. He could marry a Shifcha. An Eved that's half free and half. Eved, that's the guy who's in limbo, which is going to be the next Gemara.
Oh, okay. I'm ahead of my time.
Yeah. So then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said the same halacha of Misha Chetzev Eved v'Chetzev Benchayr, and if you have an Eved that's half Eved, half Shifcha, half free, so then Lo Yechom Mishal Rabbi, then the same situation. If he himself shechted for himself, and his master shechted for him, so he can't eat from his master because the half of that's freed didn't join his master's Chabura, and he can't eat from his own because his half that is owned by his master doesn't have permission to join his Chabura. So on that fact, and that says the Gemara Zay, and that says the Gemara Mishal Rabbi Udlo Yoichal, Ava Mishal Atzme Yoichal. The Gemara, the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah said it, it said Lo Yoichal Mishal Rabbi. So you could be Midayik that not like I just said, but rather not which is the way Rashi says in the Mishnah, but rather he can't eat from his master's, but he could eat from his own. Vatani, but we have a Brisa that says not like that. The Brisa says Lo Yoichal Mishal Rabbi by Mishal Rabbi. He can't eat from either one. So we have a stira, could he eat from his own or could he not eat from his own? And for the Gemara, like Kasha. Kami Mishnah Rishayna, Kami Mishnah Achorayna. One's going according to the Mishnah Rishayna, and one's going according to the Mishnah Achorayna, meaning according to the Mishnah Rishayna, according to the way it was originally, he's going to remain a Chati Eved and a Chati Ben Chayrin, and therefore, he's just like an Eved of two Shutzim. His half that belongs to his master cannot eat from his, and his half that belongs to himself cannot eat from his master's. However, according to the Mishnah Achorayim that we're going to learn soon, that Chazal forced the master to free him, so even though technically he's still owned by his master, but since he's going to be freed any moment, so therefore we consider him Legabi the Karban Pesach as if he's totally in his own Rishus, and therefore he has a right to eat from his own carbon. The Tanaan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Chetzev Eved v'Chetzev Ben Chayrin, a person who's half Eved and half Ben Chayrin, he's already half freed, meaning originally he was owned by Reuven and Shimon, and then Shimon decided to free him, so now he's half free, and his other half still belongs to Reuven. So how do you deal with such an Eved? Says the Mishnah, Eved is Rabbi Yemechad, Ves Atma Yemechad, so you split it by days. Let's say Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, he works for his master, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he works for himself. Alternate days. Bishame says, Tikantim is Rabbi. That's very good to take care of his master, meaning as far as Dini Momentus is concerned, you could do that. You can alternate days. However, as Asma Tikantim, but his social life you didn't take care of. His marital life you didn't take care of. Because Lisa Shifcha in Yachol. Because if you want him to marry a Shifcha, he's not able to. Shekvar Chetzi Ben Chayrin, because half of him is free. And a Ben Chayrin cannot marry a Shifcha. Lisa Bas Chayrin, Eni Yachol, so let him marry a regular Bas Yisrael or Bas Chayrin. He can't do that, Shadai and Chasavad, because half of him is a slave, and an Eved is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. You bought the Lelamai, he shouldn't get married at all. That can't be either, because the Tachas of the world was created, that people should procreate. There should be Perivirivya. Hashem didn't create the world to be soil, to be empty, desolate. He created it that there should be the Shevis, that it should be settled, it should be inhabited. Ella, therefore, because we're stuck, because of Tikkun Olam, Kaifan is Rabbi, we force his master to free that second half, and therefore he'll be totally free. But however, we don't want the master to lose out his investment in him. Therefore, Kaiser Shtar, Chatzitam, so the Eved writes a Shtar to the master, Shtar Chai, that he owes half of his value, meaning he eventually is going to pay back that half that he got for free. He's going to eventually pay it back to the master, so the master doesn't lose his financial investment in this Eved. Chazer Beisil, lawyers could be Beishamim. Beisil, who said initially that you don't free him, was Chazer to pass him like Beishamim, that Bezin forces to free him. So now, according to the Mishnah Achorin, that Beisil was Chazer and agreed to Beishamim that the master has to free him, so therefore, even before the master actually freed him, since the master can't work with him anymore, he's going to be mechuyev to free him. So, as far as the current pasuk is concerned, he's totally in his rishus. The master doesn't have jurisdiction over him anymore, and that's why the Brisa said that he could. That's why the Mishnah said that he could eat from his own carbon pasach. The next Mishnah says, "Ha'ayvel avdoi." If let's say a person tells his eved, "Say ushchayt alayis a pasach, go shech from me a carbon pasach," and he didn't indicate what type of Karim Pesach to Pshech? Do we know that he has a choice? He could either bring a lamb, or he could bring a gedi, a goat. So he didn't indicate which one, so now it's up to the Shliach. Shach a gedi yoichol, shach a tle yoichol. If he shechs a gedi, so then he eats from the gedi. It's considered a fulfillment of his Shlichus. And shach a tle, if he shechted a lamb, yoichol, again, it's considered a fulfillment of his Shlichus, because since the Masid, the Mishalayach didn't indicate either way, so whichever one the shliach does, it's considered that he fulfilled his shlichus. Let's say shachak gediut chle. Let's say he did both, the shliach. So yechol min arishoin. So whichever one was shechted first, that's the one he eats from. Now, like, the Gemara is going to be bothered with this, because the Gemara is assuming as of now that it makes no difference which one he was mimana him on first, which one he was makdish first. It's telling him which one he shechted first. That means theoretically, even if he was makdish the gedi first, and then makdish only afterwards the tle, if afterwards he shechted the tle first, he's going to eat from the tle because that was the one that was shechted first. Which we'll see more in the Gemara. Shachach ma amar le'rabbi. Let's say the case was not that his master didn't specify which one he wanted. He specified, I want dafka a gedi, or I want dafka a tle. But the eved, being a shlamazel, forgot which one he was supposed to do. So now he's stuck, because he's going to shech the wrong one. He's not going to be yaitzev, because his master doesn't want that. He's not a shliach to bring the wrong one. So what does he do? Ketze yaseh. Yishchot tle ugedi. He should shech both. V'yaymer, and he'll make a tnai as follows. Im gedi amar li rabbi, if my master wanted a gedi, so gedi shaloyu tle shuli. So then the goat, I'm shechting for him, and the sheep, I'm shechting for myself. V'im tleh, amali rabbi, and if the opposite, my master want ordered the tleh, so then, ha-tleh shalei, then I want the tleh to be his, ugdi shalei, and the goat will be mine. So this way, based on this tonight, whichever one his master really wanted, when he'll get back to the master, he'll find out, that one will belong to the master, and the other one won't be a pasul karban, it won't be chulun bazar, because the second one is used, it will be his own.
It's not
going to
be a Pesach, though. It'll be a
Shlomim. It could be a Pesach, because...
You
can't
bring a Pesach,
it's an Eved. Even though, right, even though we learned before that an Eved could be Nismana on his masters, but in this situation where the master knows that the only way he's going to get rectified, he's going to be Yotzei, is Al Yidei this Tanai, because you can't bring Stam Chul and Azar, and you can't bring a Tanai of a Shlomim, like we'll see later on in the Sugyas, that we don't let you bring a tonight that a suffix pesach suffix shlomim. So therefore, it's a non sadi that the master is willing to let the eved have his own carbon and not be part of his chabura. Shachach Rabbi Ma'amalai. What happens if matzah minas minai? The same way that the Eved is a forgetful person, the master as well is a forgetful person. So the master specified b'shas b'shlichus which one, but the Eved has no clue, he doesn't remember what the master wanted, and then he got back to the master, and the master as well does not remember what he wanted. So now we're stuck, because we don't know whose is whose. So Shnei meets the Beis HaSrefa, both of them are going to have to go to the Beis HaSrefa, because no one can eat from either one, because it's a shiloh of Pesach that's being Nechol Shalom Nuyev. If any of them eat from the wrong one, it's a Pesach that's Nechol Shalom Nuyev. However, Peturim Menasim Pesach Sheni, we know that each one of them had a Karim Pesach. We don't know which one is which, so technically they can't eat, but each one has a Karim Pesach that's ready to be eaten, so that's enough to be yet to the Karim Pesach, so therefore neither of them has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Pshita Shacha Gedi Yoichal, the chiddush of the reisha is that if the master didn't specify either way, he just says to his eved, "Go shet from your karm pesach," and the eved shetted a gedi, so the master eats from that gedi, even though normally most years he brings a tle, it doesn't make a difference since he didn't specify either way. It's within the rights of the shliach to do whichever one he wants, and he could bring a gedi, and the master would be yotze with a gedi. The opposite as well, shachat tle, yoichal, that if the Eved ended up shachting a tle, the master eats on the tle, avakav the rogav gedi. Again, the chiddush would be, even though normally he always has a gedi, since he didn't specify which one he wants, so therefore he's still considered fulfilling his shlichus by bringing a tle. Ela shachat gedi utle, in the next case in the Mishnah, that he ended up shachting both, that we say that the halacha is yoichal min harishon, that the master eats on the first one, whichever which one was shechted first. But Anya, don't we have a b'risa that says einim nal shnei pesachim ke'echad? A person can't be part of two chaburas. He either is part of one pesach or the other. So how could it be over here that he's considered part of both carbon pesachs, that whichever one is shechted first automatically works for him? And for the Gemara, maslisim b'melech u'malka. Our Mishnah is talking about someone that's like a Melech HaMalka that they don't care no matter what. And the Rishonim explained they have such a good Suda with enough Madonim. When it comes to the Karim Pesach, it makes no difference to them if it's a nice juicy piece of meat, or it's a lean piece of meat, if it's a piece of meat that comes from a Tlef, if it's a piece of meat that comes from a Gdi. It's an afterthought based on everything else. So they don't care whatsoever. So they have in mind whatever the Eved does, he does. So since that's the case, and they have no preferences either which way, so when the Eved is makdish both of them meyikara, it's basically as al tanai that whatever one I end up shechting first, that's the one that they're nimna on, and the other one they're not nimna on, and therefore it's no problem of being nimna on two karban pesachs. V'atanya, like we learned in the brayza, ain nimna al shnei pesachim ke'echad, that a person cannot be part of two different chaburas, be counted on two separate karban pesachs. However, when it comes to a Melech HaMalka, it's different. Like we say, Umayisav and Melech HaMalka, there was a story with the Melech and the Malka, She'omnu Avdeim, that they commanded their Avadim, Tu'u Shachtu Aleinu Es HaPesach, Go Shachtu for us a Karim Pesach. V'yosav Shachtu Aleinu Shnei Pesachim, and they ended up shachting two separate ones. Bo V'sholu Es HaMelech, so they asked the king, now what do we do? Am Lahem L'chu V'sholu Es HaMalka, go ask the queen, she'll tell you. Rashi says that she was a Melumedes, she went to seminary. So Bo Vashalu Es HaMalka, so they went and they asked the queen, Amru Lohem L'chu Vashalu Es HaRagamliel, go ask Rabbi Gamliel. Bo Vashalu Es HaRagamliel, so they went and they asked Rabbi Gamliel, Amru Lohem, so Rabbi Gamliel answered them, Malka Melech, the Daitan Karalem, when it comes to people like the Malka and the Melech, who really have no preference, they don't care whatsoever, it's Daitim Kala, they're good with any which way, so then the Yechlum and Rishon, so it's totally up to the Eved, so whichever, it's like, it's the whole Hekdesh is out tonight, whichever one the Eved checks first, that's the one that they're counted on, and the Taka not counted on both. And therefore they could eat from the first ones. Anan, but us, regular people, that normally do have their preferences, so they only want one of the two, but we don't know which one of the two they wanted, so then you're getting involved in Breira, obviously. I mean, because since they didn't know about it till afterwards, they didn't choose till afterwards, if you hold Ein Breira, they're going to be stuck. Therefore, Le'necha, Le'min HaRishon, Le'min HaSheni, can't eat from either one. V'shuv Pamachas, another story, Nimtzas HaLata, they found a Lata, which is one of the Shmini Shratzim, V'beis HaMitvan Chayim, by the where they butchered the meat for the palace. U'bikshu L'tam Es Kol HaSuta, and they saw that there was a sheretz there, and they were afraid they weren't sure which meat it touched and what it didn't touch, and they were going to be metame throughout the entire suda. Calls to the gula. So they came to the king and asked him what to do. Go ask the queen. So they went to ask the queen. Go ask the queen. So they went to ask him, and he asked him at the time, what type of water were you using? Were you using hot water or were you using cold water? We were using hot water. So he answered him, and go pour a cup of cold water on the sherets. They went to and poured a cup of cold water on it. And it started moving. Meanwhile, Gamliel realized that maybe the sherets wasn't dead. Maybe the sherets, because of the hot water, was just passed out. Was just staying still, but if it's still alive. And the halacha is the sherets is only metame when it's dead. Kolzman, it's alive. It's not metame. So they poured a cup of cold water on it, and the taka happened. It started moving around. So they saw it was still alive. The tear of Gamliel called outside of the kula, and therefore Gamliel said, "All the food is tar. No problems." Nimsa comes out, Melech Tali b'Malka. The king is Tali and the queen, because everything that was asked to the king, he said, Lechu v'shalu was Amalka. The Nimsa Malka Tali b'Gamliel, and the queen is Tali b'Gamliel, because when she doesn't know, she goes to b'Gamliel. And Nimsa is called Lechu Tali b'Gamliel. So it comes out that at the end of the day, everything, the whole suit is only Tali based on the Sokim, based on the Heterim of b'Gamliel. Shachach Masha Amalei Rabbi. So the Mishnah said, if the Eved forgot what he was commanded to bring, a Geduya or a Tfleh, so he takes two and he makes a Tnai, if my master wants this one, so that I get that one. If my master wants that one, so then this one is for me. So Shali, how could he do for his own? He doesn't have his own money. Mashakon Eved Kana Rabbi. I mean, we have a Zaydik problem. Besides the problem that he's automatically part of his master's Chaburah that we took care of before, but how does he have any money to buy a Karm Pesach for himself? And Eved doesn't have money in Eved Kanani. Mashakon and Eved Kana Rabbi. He goes to a shepherd that his master goes to consistently. So this way, that shepherd, as a good customer, would want to do a favor to his master. The nichalei b'takanta, the rabbi who's going to want to fix up his master, and he's going to explain him the predicament, he's going to explain him the situation that his master is currently in. So then he'll be makne him a sheep or a goat. Al menash shein the rabbi reshusboy. Give it as a present to the eved. Al menash shein the rabbi reshusboy, which according to many tanoim works. So this is how the eved will own a sheep for himself that he can bring it for his own Karban Pesach. That's not belonging to the master. Shachar Rabbi Mashal Merlai. Let's say it was one happy family, like we said before, that not only did the Eved forget, but the master as well forgot. So we said neither Karban Pesach could be eaten because it will end up having a Karban Pesach that's not Shalom New York. But on the other hand, they both did bring a Karban Pesach, they both were Yotzei, therefore neither of them has to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's only true if the master B'shas Tzrika knew which one he wanted and only afterwards did he forget. So B'shas Tzrika, when the Tzrika was done, it was done Almanas to eat. So at the time they were Yoy to the carbon. If later on they run into a technical problem that they can't eat, that doesn't take away from the fact that they were already Yoy to the carbon. They be eaten the Tzrika, because at the time that the Tzrika was done, the Zardam, it was still Roy Lachilo. If already B'shas Tzrika, the master already knows that he forgot and he has no clue which one he wanted. So now we know already B'shas Tzrika that neither of them is going to be eaten. So already B'shas Tzrika wasn't Roy Lachilo. We already know it's not going to be eaten. And we know that, like we've said many times before, that the Ikar of a Karban Pesach is Menas la'ichloi is al das to eat. So unless you hold achilas pesachim is not ma'akev, the carbon has to be royal achila at least b'shas da'avoida. Therefore, chayav alasas pesach sheni. Over here, the zrika is going to be considered no good. They're not such a zrika that's not al menas to eat is not a kosher zrika by a carbon pesach, and therefore neither of them was yoytze, and they have to bring a pesach sheni. Some learned this that Abaye said leshano el achas zrika, but lefnei zrika they're not yoytze, not on our Mishnah where they forgot which one the master commanded, but rather on the following brisa. The brisa says, "Chamisha shenis avu oras bischeim." Five people, five groups, shechted five carbon pesachs. And now, after they were skinned, the hides of all the five of them got mixed together, so they don't know which hide belongs to which animal. And on the hide of one of them, they found the yabelas, they found the wart, which is amum. That means it comes out that one of these five karbonis was no good, and we have no way of knowing which one of the five it was. So kulim yotz on the basis reifo, none of the five could be eaten because each one of them is a suffix, it's a balmum, and it can't be eaten. It's puzzle. So they all have to go to the basis reifo. However, p'turim l'asas pesach sheni, they're all potter from bringing a pesach sheni because four of them were already yotzei, and the fifth one, as we'll see in the Shaka V'Tari of the Gemara, at the end of today, going into tomorrow's Gemara, that since he has no eitzah to bring a carbon pesach, because each one is a suffix, maybe I'm chayv a pesach sheni, maybe I'm not, and on the tzad that he's not chayv, he can't bring it because then it's a carbon pesach that's nechal shalei lemnuyav. So because he's stuck, he's not going to be able to bring a pesach sheni. On that said, Abayi, this whole predicament is only if all the hides got mixed up after the zrika. The beitin of the zdarik dam, because at the time that the zrika was done on the four that were kosher, mi'av v'chazan achila, at that point in time was rada achila, because at the time it didn't become aware to us yet the suffix that maybe you can't eat it because maybe one of them is a baal mum. If we already saw that the hides got mixed up before the Zrika, and then we already found out that one of them is a Baal Mum before the Zrika, and we don't know which one, so then none of them could eat from their Pesach Rishon, which means none of them were Yotzei Pesach Rishon, and all five groups will bring a Pesach Sheni. Because again, the Shas Zrika, the Zrika was done in a way that we know that it's not going to be Rada Achida, because each one of them is a Sadu Ba'amum, and therefore none of them could be eaten. Says the Gemara, Manda Masti Amastisin, Koshkein Abraisa. The one who said that Abai said that if the predicament was known before the Zrika, therefore the Zrika is done, Shaloy Amanas La'ichloy, and therefore they're not Yotzei. So if you're going to say in the case of the Mishnah, where technically it's a Kashakar and Pesach, they just forgot which one belongs to who, and even over there you're going to say that since technically they're not going to be able to eat it, they're going to have to bring a pesach sheni because they're not yaitz of the zrika. So kol shekein abraisa. So for sure in the case of the braisa where one of them is pasul, so therefore b'shas the zrika you can't do it because the reason why you can't eat it is because there's a bona fide suffix that this might be a kosher one, this might be a pasul one. So for sure, in such a case, since b'shas is zrika, there's a shayla that it's not roi l'achida, that it might have a psul. So then for sure, such a zrika is not a good zrika by a karim pesach, and they would have to bring a pesach sheni. However, man demasi abaisa, the second shito, who said that Abaye said this loishanu on the braisa, in the case that one of them was found to be a baal mum, avo maslisan loi. But he'll tell us in the Mishnah, even if we realize that they forgot whose is whose before the Zrika, nonetheless, they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, nonetheless, there were Yotzei. Because over here, there's no Psul, you just don't know whose is whose. And therefore, Kivan Diksherim, you know, since they're Kasher, Dichi Akar have the Chazal Achila, and if potentially he would remember somewhere down the line which one he originally ordered, so therefore it would be Raif Achila, so there's nothing wrong with it itself, there's just a technical problem. And Kamesh Maigal, Hashem knows whose is whose, so therefore both of them are Raif Achila, and therefore according to that Shita, they would be Yaitzede, and they would not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Abamar, Ubetur Melasas Pesach Sheni, we said that they're putter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, all five groups. Frank Demar, how could that be? One of them wasn't Yaitzede, the one that was a Baal Mum. So at least that one should have to bring another one. Teretz is Mishum Deleyasher. You're right, that one wasn't Yaitzei, but he's stuck. He's an Inus, because there's no Eitzah to how to get him out of this problem, how to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni that's going to be kosher. Because Hechel Eben, what do you want him to do? Let all five groups bring another one for a Pesach Sheni. Then you're going to have an issue of Chul Nazara, Da'aba Minayu Avdiluhu, because four of them were already Yaitzei Pesach Rishon. Lacy Kulucha Pesach, Elamai, all five groups should join together and bring one communal Pesach Sheni, and therefore you don't have a problem with Kulun Azar, because this one is definitely a Pesach for the one group that had his Pesach Rishon possible because it was about Mum. But now the problem is, how did all five groups eat from it? Nimtza Pesach Nechash Shalom Nuyav. The four that were already Yaitzei, so they can't be counted in a Karban Pesach because they're not Mechuyev in a Pesach Sheni. So their meaning, for all intents and purposes, is meaningless. And if they eventually eat from the Karban Pesach, then it comes out that the Pesach Sheni was Nechash Shalom Nuyav. So says the Gemara, so therefore they're stuck, and that's why they don't bring a Pesach Sheni. What's the issue? Let each one of them bring a Pesach Sheni, the Nisni, and make a Tanai, the Nema. If mine originally was a Balmum, and therefore I was never yet to Pesach Rishon, then the one that I'm bringing now, it should be my Pesach Sheni. If my original one was a Tam, that means I was already yet to the Pesach Rishon. So then the carbon that I'm bringing now shouldn't be a carbon Pesach, rather it should be a shlomim. So you should be makdish an animal with al tanai. Either it's a carbon Pesach or it's a shlomim, and therefore mimanashach it's nachum bazara mimanashach yoyotze. So says the Gemara Le'asher, you can't do that as well. Mishum the ikur chaz of a shayk, because the chaz of a shayk of a shlomim, the kehanim who goes to the kehanim, the kehanim who da'achli. The Kaanim are the ones who eat the chaz of a shayk of a shlomim, and now you're going to have the same problem because it's going to be shalom lemnuyav. On the tzad that it's a karm pesach, the chaz of a shayk doesn't go to the Kaanim, it's totally eaten by the chavura. So the kayan who's eating it is going to be now again shalom lemnuyav. So since you don't have an eitzah to make it tonight, maybe if it's not a karm pesach, it should be a karm shlomim, and without it tonight, you're going to be stuck because four of them are not chayv a karm pesach, they're going to have an issue of kulam azara. So there is no eitzah to get this fifth group out of the problem and have them bring a Pesach Sheni. And that's why we said, Potem Elas is Pesach Sheni. Gemara Mirch Hashem tomorrow is going to continue trying other eitzahs until we're going to come out at the end of the day that there's taka no eitzah, that we're going to be stuck, and that's why none of them bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay.